A lot happening with the RNC this week. They're building the stage out at Fiserv Forum. In fact, the Republican National Convention is officially taking over Fiserv Forum now as they do the build out. You got the director of the U.S. Secret Service in town this week, Kim Cheadle. She's going to be touring venues for the RNC. And then we also expect an update today from the U.S. Secret Service and local law enforcement on preparations for that July event in Milwaukee. Are we waiting to hear anything big yet in terms of security footprint or other
stuff?
We have
a pretty good idea of what the footprint looks like.
So I had an interesting conversation about that with Father Mike Bertram of Capuchin Community Services. What's all this got to do with the friars over there? Well, they're the folks who, among other things, they run St. Ben's Community Meal. And so many folks, I remember when I was a kid in Wauwatosa, that was the thing that we did with our church. Every now and then we go down and volunteer, and it was an important connection to downtown and to that mission. It's on the western edge of downtown Milwaukee, and they are taking steps to stay ahead of the convention to not only keep serving that meal because they are right up against the security footprint, but also to protect the guests who count on them.
The security zone runs right along 9th Street, and we are on that block. Yeah. We are on State Street between 9th and 10th, so it bumps directly up to our property. We will conduct the meal because we recognize that the poor, our guests that come to us, they really need that just to live. We're going to have to do some careful communication with the folks so that they understand, you know, come in from the north, come in from the west. But hopefully we can direct folks so that they can still get to St. Ben's. And most people are pretty savvy. I mean, they'll find a way to get there. We just want to protect them against some of the security boundaries that are there.
And for your volunteers and your suppliers as well.
Correct. Yep. But we think we can do it. We really want to make sure that we don't disrupt that important service, that important ministry to the poor.
So you've got about 150 to 200 people who end up at St. Ben's every night, and they're looking at how to get them that meal, keep doing their thing. And I think it would have been easy for the Capuchin Friars to say, you know, listen, we've got the RNC.
We'll just shut it down that way.
Yeah, we're sorry. Or you could come to some other location. But
we'll work remotely like other businesses are going to.
Right, I guess. Yep, I can't come in. Right. But they're truly so committed to serving the people of this community that not only are they not saying any of that, but they're going to expand their operations around St. Ben's.
We don't want folks straying into the security zone and then possibly getting into trouble. And many of the folks have mental illness. So they really trust us. They'll come to us. They appreciate what we offer. So we're really ramping up our services for that week just so that we can protect the guests that come to us and really make their lives a little easier and more comfortable.
So they are going to operate St. Ben's not only as that nightly community meal, but then what they're going to do is we're a cooling shelter during the day. So they're hoping that folks will stay with them. And then they're working to provide overnight guest services as well.
Easier just to keep them in-house.
That's what Father Mike was saying. He's saying like some of their typical guests might end up confused. You have a big homeless population here in Milwaukee that if they're walking around in and around downtown, all of a sudden there's all this security. You don't want them tangling with law enforcement. Law enforcement's going to be rightly on high alert, ramped up, right? And you don't want misunderstandings. You don't want any of that stuff. So he said, you kind of see where I'm going with this.
We really haven't navigated with anybody. We've just taken the directives that have been set up by the National Convention. So we work with that, and we think we can do well with that. We've talked with staff and everything. We're getting public relations out. We're going to ask the public for some extra help because we really are adding extra services to this. We've got a wonderful core of volunteers that love St. Ben's and love the ministries that are there. So we really feel confident that we can offer this to the poor. We really want to offer this to our guests so that, again, convention can be confusing for many of us, that they can be comfortable and safe.
So let me help Father Mike out, and you can too. The Capuchin Walk for the Hungry is on the opening night of Polish Fest. I've talked with them over the years when I was anchoring the noon show at TMJ4. They would always come on and talk about it. Really important event for them and for their ministry. This year, it's June 14th. It's an easy walk, so this isn't competitive in any way. I think the walk's only like a mile or so. And you get in with a donation, and there's a bunch of stuff for you in it if you help out.
It's just a mile. If people want 2 miles, that's fine. You get a free pass to Polish Fest for the whole weekend. You get a voucher for some refreshments there on the grounds after the walk is done. It's a great event, but really, my thanks to the many people that support us through that simple walk, because, boy, that income is so important for us, just for our services to the poor.
So that would be, again, June 14th on the Summerfest grounds. They step off at 5:30. You can even register day of the event. And again, today, more on the RNC security from the U.S. Secret Service and local law enforcement later today.